Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Hello, everybody. Good evening. Welcome to the United Stands. And we finally got some breaking good news around a transfer to Manchester United instead of petulant kids wanting out. Brian Mbeumo bid, second bid, is going in. This is coming in from Ben Jacobs, obviously been on the channel a lot over the last few weeks. And what he is saying is that Manchester United have now improved their offer for Brian Mbeumo to over £60 million. Talks have accelerated in the past few days and will continue this week. I mean, the first thing I would say is, why are we continuing talks? Surely that gets the deal done. We were actually talking about this yesterday, and I completely forget the source, but they were obviously right, talking about add-ons and 63 million. So shout out to whoever that was. But nice bit of positive news to the start of the week. It's not here we go. It's still talks for the next few days. I will unpack that because I'm still a little bit confused, but it's a positive. Can we get a smash on the like on the video and let's leave? No. We've got a lot to talk about as well. Also, Man United have been linked to Nkunku again from Chelsea. Don't. Just bloody well don't. We'll talk about that. Also, Man United have spoken about the Garnacho image and their thoughts on that. We've had that actually from the communications ourselves. United are back in training, pre-season training on the 7th of July. We'll talk about that because that's literally 2 weeks today. 2 weeks today. We've also got a bit about Sancho. Transfer talks are taking place between Inter and Rasmus Højlund as well. And Juventus are apparently offering up two players that Man United can take their pick for Sancho. This is all coming in from Fabrizio Romano as well. So lots to get into on the show tonight. But we're going to start off with Mbeumo. How are you feeling about this? Breaking news that Man United have upped their bid for Brian Mbeumo to Brentford, and it is over £60 million. Talks accelerated in the past few days and will continue this week. What I would say is that I am somewhat confused with this one as to how this sort of plays out, because if we've offered over £60 million, surely that's the sweet spot for Brentford to say yes. Are they going to keep playing silly buggers? Because they wanted £60 million, and therefore, if we've offered over £60 million, what are we negotiating for? Please just let it end. Let it end. How much more must we have to wait, sir? How many more times? How many more days? Just let it end. We want it over. What more can we do? We've took 3 weeks to offer what they want, and now we're still going to bloody talk about it. You know? It's like, you've had what you want. I don't want to talk about it anymore. So, I mean, look, reality, what could be the delay, I suppose, is the question, to which the answer is, I would suspect we've now offered what Brentford want, but we're not offering it in the way they want it. So, you know, I don't know why my mind's wandering to sex and different positions. That is a terrible way of explaining it. I suppose what I was thinking was, you know, somebody might want sex, but not in the position you want to give it. Ultimately, it's still sex. What I'm saying is, and remember the words I said, want, that they want it. It is, you know, it's fine and all above board. You're not paying for it. But we are paying for Mbeumo, but we're not paying for sex. The reality is, what I'm trying to say is, in a very bad way, is we've basically given what Brentford want, but we don't know the detail of how we're giving it. So it's a positive step forward that we're paying over £60 million, but God knows how we're putting it together. What we do know is that the first bid was £45 million plus 10, which made it £55 million. what if this one's still 45 million plus 15 to take it to 60? So stick it up there on Bumbo and Burmo, says Yogi. So yeah, look, I think that that is possibly a fair point on a delay. It's actually more about the installments and the structure. So yeah, I mean, look, my initial reaction is we've obviously put a second bid in. I would trust Ben Jacobs on this. But we don't know about the installments. Now, I would expect, probably whilst we're live on this show, a Romano or an Ornstein drop. So I would expect a little bit more clarity. I mean, Fabrizio will be desperately trying to think of a way to post out something that's a little bit different to Ben Jacobs with a little bit more information, because Ben Jacobs obviously has got the drop on this one. Having said that, I must say the person I've forgotten from last night did say Man United were willing to offer a package of 63 million, 55 plus 8. So, you know, fair play to them for that. But we obviously have got a delay again in the fact that it's not been accepted, because if we've made this second bid and there's still going to be talks this week, they haven't actually accepted it. So the second bid has gone in, but it's now being negotiated. What I understand is that Man United don't normally make a second bid unless they really think it's going to get accepted. Remember, it's a good period of time now between the first and second bid. So you would expect Manchester United to be putting something together that Brentford are going to go for. But obviously they haven't gone for it because they're still negotiating. And I would say, as an example, Brentford probably want what Wolves are getting, 3 years, £20 million. Man United are probably offering 3 years at £15 million with add-ons based on performance. And I think that is where Wolves at Brentford are probably going to look at it and go, we want exactly the same as what you're paying Wolves. We want three equal payments of £20 million over the next 3 years. And United probably want to include add-ons. So we will have gone over the 60, but we just don't know how that's been put together. Is it 60 million with 15 million add-ons? Is it 60 million with 10 million add-ons and 50 million up front? We don't know. So we'll have to wait and see. We need to get an anger. I don't know who that is, Jack. Been following Leipzig for years. Nkunku is talented. Work rate doesn't suit our system. More injury prone since he moved to the Premier League. No spend elsewhere, says Scythe. Says no spend elsewhere, says Scythe. Thank you very much. Are they out of their minds even scouting Nkunku? Some people are getting a bit worried about the Nkunku story. We are going to talk about that next. United must know their outgoings. So must now know their outgoings, is Slow Sports News. I don't know what you've been drinking, mate, but they will not know their outgoings at all, because they don't know their arse from their elbow when it comes to their outgoings. And it's DJ Buzzy. Welcome to the Members Club. Thank you very much. So if you're tuning in, we are a little bit earlier than we were going to be, but I was at a bit of a loose end and this story came in about Invermo. Second bid's gone in. It's over £60 million, but they're going to keep discussing it this morning, this week. So we're not there yet, but hopefully we are heading towards it. And look, honestly, if you want to get cynical, it could just be a bit of a news drop from United to just fill out the week to get to the new financial year next year. But it doesn't matter that next week. But it doesn't massively matter. You could have here we go tomorrow and then official next week. So look, let's just get this deal done. Has your source gave you any updates on the Osimhen deal, says Abraham? I haven't spoken to my source about anything in a couple of weeks because they won't get anything whilst everyone's on holiday, etc. So it's very hard unless you are speaking to Berada or Wilcox, it's very hard to get anything out of the club at the moment because nobody's there. So there's not a lot of whispering and there's not a lot of info. So we go with what we've got, really, and rely on, you know, the proper sources like Fabrizio, Ornstein, and in this case, Ben Jacobs. But I think in relation to Osimhen, he's not on the agenda for Manchester United at the moment. That could change. Of course it could, but he's not on the agenda at the moment. Do you have any news about the keeper situation, says Mohamed? Yeah, well, look, we're not talking to Martinez. I think Martinez is doing his best through his agent to, you know, stir up a deal to Manchester United, but United can't sell Onana. Love this show. How credible is Marco Alcaraz? I think he's a made-up name who I've never heard of before this summer. And I would suspect it's just a new made-up name to sound glamorous to try and be some sort of ITK in the modern day, because I've never heard of them before, up until this summer. There we go. Certainly not somebody I'd be listening to, unfortunately, because there's just no background credibility to it. Right. Let's talk about this Nkunku deal, because a lot of people are going off on it and it just feels a little bit cruel to leave it hanging there as a part of the evening show and people don't even know what it's about. So is there any credibility to this Nkunku story, Mark? Well, it came in this afternoon and it came in from Loic Tansey, who we've spoken about before. I seem to think that this journalist was very good around the Yoro deal, but I'll stand corrected if somebody wants to correct me on that. Journalist spill a keep, and yeah, that's where it's coming in from. And basically, Manchester United have inquired again about Christopher Nkunku. The interesting thing about this is that what we've got here is a repetitive story. We have been interested in Nkunku before. And again, I'm pretty sure, and I don't want to scaremonger anybody here, but I'm pretty sure we were linked to him in the January transfer window. So it's definitely an Ineos-led interest. It's not like Xavi Simons, which was Ten Hag. This was a player that has been linked to us whilst Ineos have been in charge. So now, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't go there. Don't go there. Please don't go there. No. God, no. Tell you what, I should be an actor. I really should. I really do think I need to do film. I really think I'd be great at it. 999, says Latios. Yeah, and I'm not talking about the number. I'm not saying, yeah, do ring 999. I'm also saying no in German three times, but do ring 999. Absolutely no. Never no. Right? But you will find videos on this channel saying I'd like to sign Nkunku. That was when he was in Germany. Not since he's come to Chelsea. And the great thing about players that aren't in the Premier League is we can all say, please sign them. They'll tear it up in the Premier League. And if you get it wrong, you can put your hands up and say, well, I didn't know that was going to happen. The trouble with Nkunku is I would have took him when he was in Germany, but now I've seen him in the Premier League, I'll be a bloody idiot to take him. And I just hope there's nothing in this. This strikes me as Sir Jim Radcliffe's Chelsea obsession again. It's weird. It's weird, and we don't want anything to do with this. When I think about his 2 years at Chelsea, he just reminds me of that Lavia. He's always bloody injured. So I don't want him anywhere near Manchester United. We've given Chelsea enough money for crooked players over the last few years without going anywhere near this. I mean, it's not just Mason Mount as well. We have given them money for other players. So absolutely not. Could it be because of Fivel, says Anong? Look, the scary thing is, I wouldn't say this is impossible. He can play up front. Chelsea do want to sell him. And we're stupid enough to be one of those clubs that say to Chelsea, 70 million? Yes. Bargain. Up front? Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, we'll have the money over for you now. Yeah, you want it in cash? Yes. Yeah. Okay. We'll be there. So I think that we just can't do this. This would be ridiculously stupid to do it. So I hope there's nothing in it. But to be fair, this journalist has been right about a couple of things, and it's not the first time we've been linked to Nkunku. But this would be stupidity on a complete and utter different level. I wouldn't want him on loan, Aravin, as well. Absolutely not. This is not. Look, you can wrap it up in different paper, but it's still the same player, and it's still a no from me. And he's 27 now as well. He'd be 28 in November. But let me just have a look at his injury record so I can read this out to you as well. Please do share the video. Lots to get into tonight. We've spoken about Mbeumo and Birmo, but we can come. Oh my God. Oh my God. This list is longer than my Christmas grocery shop. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God, 27 days with a knock, April till May this year. Another 70 days, February till May last year, hamstring. Another month with a hip injury. Knee injury, 110 days. Torn muscle fibre, 40 days. Torn knee ligament, 84 days. Wrist injury, what was he doing there? Doesn't say, 4 days. Violently wanking. That's what somebody said in the chat, not me. He had coronavirus, 8 days. You can't knock him for that. Look, he is what you call in the business, Phil Jones. You forget how nice they are. You forget how good they could be. You basically avoid them because he's 28 next. He's basically Luke Shaw. He ain't going to get more fit the older he gets. If you've had a lot of injuries between 24 and 28, the last thing you do is give them a new contract or sign them. Man United did do that with Luke Shaw, to be fair. So they're more than capable of doing this. But sometimes in football, an injury-prone player is going to stay injury-prone the more they approach their late 20s, early 30s. So absolutely don't go anywhere near it, but I can't guarantee that we won't. Jacobs, welcome to the Members Club. Thank you very much. This is such a Man United signing. Remember when we signed Ighalo? This club is not serious, says Nigel. We need a new and experienced striker by July the 7th. Do you think it's possible, says It's DJ Busy. I do want to talk about this. So it's been revealed today that Manchester United are back in pre-season training on July the 7th. In a week's time, it's the 30th of June, and the week after that, it's the 7th of July. So 2 weeks today is pre-season day. We're not going to have our business done. I don't want to, you know, dampen the mood, but we're not going to have our business done. You're going to see at least two, maybe all four, maybe three, at least two of Sancho, Rashford, Garnacho and Antony are going to be walking into Carrington with the boots under their arm. Guaranteed. Absolutely guaranteed. And you are not going to see more than Mbeumo and Edkunya walking in as new signings. We won't have anybody else. Like, it's just not going to happen. 2 weeks, we're not even talking to anybody else. We haven't even got Mbeumo official yet. He might not be walking in on 7th of July. So I would just say that, and I'll drop it there for you to react to, but we are not going to do many deals between now and 7th of July. It's just not going to happen. We're not going to have a new striker. We're not going to remove all those players. And honestly, I would expect Mbeumo to be there, but he ain't there yet. Still got to have a medical. Still got to have a here we go. Still got to hold up the shirt. So yeah, 2 weeks today, we're back in training and Amrim's basically going to be starting pre-season training. The most important thing, and remember, we've all said this, you can't judge him till he's had a pre-season. He might not get a pre-season if he doesn't get his players. So 2 weeks to go, United are basically going to start another pre-season with a load of shit they can't sell and not the players they wanted. And that's going to happen. And if I'm wrong, I will celebrate and say I'm wrong, but I'm not going to be wrong. Mark, maybe you should be watching Sky News, says Dean. No, I don't really want to. This is a football channel and I'm not going to get involved in all of that. If you want to go and watch it, you can do. This is a release from all of that. Jake has gifted 5 memberships. Thank you very much for that. Luciano says, Mbeumo, Martinez, striker, centre midfielder, Roger Fernandez, great summer, says Luciano. Rudy Galletti tweeted the offer was 63 million plus add-ons, says Dylan. Thank you very much for that. Sully says, I'm watching from hospital as my dad's had to go back and this doesn't look good. Hoping for a turnaround. Wanted to thank you for the content you've been putting out. It's a great distraction. Thank you, Sully. Obviously, thoughts with you and your father at this difficult time and your family as well. Prayers and thoughts with Sully and his dad at this most difficult of time. A legend of the chat, and I know that everyone's thoughts will be with you, and I can see that is in the live chat as well. Thank you very much. Eden says, what about Diego Leon? Mate, if you're counting Diego Leon as a new signing, get lost. Like, he is not a new signing. We bought him in January. He's welcome, and we're excited to see him on the tour, but we are not rebadging signings from January as a new signing. It will be exciting to see him, and I am intrigued to see how good he is, but we can't be, you know, it's not two for one. It can't be a signing in January and a signing in the summer. He's a new welcome addition, but he can't be a new signing. That would be ridiculous. But it would be exactly what Man United would do. They will absolutely do a big press conference and everything for him because, you know, at the end of the day, we've got Mainoo lined up on a new contract, like a new signing as well. Usman says, what about Douglas Luiz for Jadon Sancho, says Usman. Yeah, so look, there's a few bits of interesting information to get into here, but this came in, let me just get this right. Again, I'm not too hot on this one. I mean, look. Why is that completely not what I wanted to be looking at? I'll come back to that. Don't worry about it. But I'm forgetting where I saw it, so get ready.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Are you missing the sounds that matter most? What if you could hear every word, every laugh, and every moment crystal clear without spending thousands on expensive hearing aids? Introducing Audionatum, the world's most affordable FDA-approved hearing aid. With the revolutionary A2 chip, you get premium sound, zero background noise, and a 24-hour rechargeable battery. They even have Bluetooth connectivity to connect to your cell phone or TV. Unlike those traditional bulky $5,000 prescription hearing aids, the Audionatum is 90% smaller, 20 times cheaper, and works instantly. No visits to the audiologist needed. Audionatum has over 500,000 happy customers who have trusted Audionatum to restore their hearing. Our 100% money-back guarantee means zero risk to try. Don't like them? Simply return them and get your money back. They also come with a lifetime warranty. For the next 72 hours, the Audionatum is 53% off. Go to tryhearingaid.com right now to order your pair for only $99. Again, go to tryhearingaid.com to order your pair for only $99. Order now before it's too late, as these hearing aids have sold out over 10 times this year. With Audionatum, you can hear life again.
Manchester United. There we go. Here it is. Juventus are interested in a move for Manchester United's Jadon Sancho, are willing to offer players in a move for Sancho. The player would be interested in a move to Turin, and Manchester United seem more open to a flexible idea of a transfer. A transfer for him could also involve two players, Vlahovic and Douglas Luiz. The Serbian has rejected approaches from Turkey and Saudi Arabia in the hope of a European giant, with the Brazilian also having interest from the Red Devils in January. This has come in from Giovanni Albanese, who I've never heard of before, and I'm not being disrespectful. He could be brilliant. He might be. Writes for Gazzetta Italia and at TV della Sport. Around Juventus. So, I mean, look, I don't know. Is it a good source? Is it not a good source? What I would say is, if it was down to me, I would take Douglas Luiz in any deal for Jadon Sancho, but I have got to be fair and say that I don't see how we get to do... I mean, this is a guy we can't get any money for. How do we get a swap deal? I mean, how can Juventus offer us players like Vlahovic and Sancho when Sancho's not worth anything? I don't know how we can be doing a swap deal. He's not worth anything. Like, we've already had 5 million from Chelsea. He's only got 1 year left on his contract. He's on 300 grand a week. We should be paying them. So if we could do something with Douglas Luiz coming the other way, happy days. Yes, please, 100%. But this is a player that's not worth anything. And he's also on massive, massive money. So I don't even understand how... I mean, Douglas Luiz has a value. Jadon Sancho has no value. We're surely asking people to take him off our hands. So, look, it's an interesting theory, and I would obviously swap Sancho for Douglas Luiz, but I don't think there's going to be anything in it because I can't understand how there would be. As for Vlahovic, Kurt says, so why are you complaining? I'm not complaining, Kurt. You're not listening. I would 100% do a swap deal with Sancho and Douglas Luiz. What I'm saying is, I'm pretty confident, Kurt, that I will be sat here all summer not saying the words, we've swapped Sancho for Douglas Luiz, because it makes no sense. And that's why I don't know who this source is, but I guarantee it won't happen because Douglas Luiz has only been at Juventus for a year and will be worth something with numerous contracts, years left on his contract. Jadon Sancho has been a shower of shit at Man United. He's got 1 year left on his contract. He's got a bad attitude and he's on 300 grand a week. We ain't swapping him for Douglas Luiz. I don't think they'd swap him for their new away shirt. I'd love to be proved wrong. That's what I'm saying. But I won't be. Leave my Arsenal. Thank you very much for gifting six memberships. Karan has gifted 5 memberships. Give these people some love in the chat. You're getting 3 memberships tonight. Well done. Thank you very much. Netflix and Chilwell says, I'd sooner go back for Darwin Nunez over Nkunku. I'd be looking at Mateta or João Pedro. A up. Yes, 100%. I mean, that's what I call, that's intelligence right there. That is intelligence right there. João Pedro, Brighton, Mateta, Crystal Palace. Now you're talking my language and it's English. But Nkunku, God. I mean, let's talk about realistic strikers we could go for that aren't Nkunku. And I reckon we could all get to 20 easily. You've got Osman, you've got Jokeres, you've got Sesko, you've got Mateta, you've got Pedro. I've only got 5 already. I'm panicking. I'm going to lose my job. But you know what I mean? Easily. You could get easily 10. FFP shenanigans, says Rory C. They buy Sancho for 40. We buy Luiz for 60, but it won't happen. Thank you very much, Rory, there. Talking about intelligence, I do like that comment from Netflix and Chilwell about Mateta and João Pedro. Oh, my God. If you haven't seen this today, fair play. Fair play. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. So the Garnacho sympathizers, Player FC. And I was never a member of Player FC for Garnacho, by the way. I just backed him, thought he was a good player, wanted him to do well and all that, right? Okay. So somebody's put a post out today about Harry Amas in a Real Madrid shirt training. And then everyone's gone, oh, but when it's Garnacho, it's a problem. And obviously we spoke about Ahmad this morning. That's an IQ issue. If you think every Man United player that wears the shirt of another club is the same as Garnacho, that's not what we're talking about. That's just low IQ on your part because context is key. Do I need to explain it anymore? Garnacho wants to leave Manchester United and posts a picture of himself in an Aston Villa shirt with another player that wants to leave Manchester United. Amas is training in a Real Madrid shirt. Amas is not going anywhere. Amas is not asked to go anywhere. The context is absolutely key. What I would say to everybody is, why is Harry Amas wearing a Real Madrid shirt? Why is Ahmad wearing a Brighton shirt? Why is Dorgu wearing a Roma shirt? Then ask yourself, why is Garnacho wearing a Villa shirt with Rashford on the back? And we all know the answer. Because he's being a petulant, inflammatory, out for himself, out for a move, whatever you want to call him. Amas isn't looking for a move to Real Madrid. Ahmad's not looking for a move to Brighton, and Dorgu's not looking for a move to Roma. I don't actually care about... Look, honestly, if you want me to be honest, I don't really think that Manchester United players should be training in the shirt of another team. Absolutely not. Oh, God, no. No. Why did you say Matt Law? Oh, Matt Law. Matt Law. Matt Law. You absolute... You ruined it. You've ruined it, Matt. You're breaking the law. Oh, my God. Send Matt Law to prison for this. This is absolutely terrifying. Oh, God. Oh, God. If you haven't read this, I'm going to be the bearer of bad news. So Matt Law is the Daily Telegraph's football news correspondent. He's got 635,000 followers on Twitter. Manchester United and Chelsea are considering a deal that would see Nkunku and Garnacho move in opposite directions. Direct talks between the club have not taken place. Oh, I want to throw up. Be back in a minute. I am dry heaving. Nothing's coming up. Oh God. What are we doing? What are we doing? Oh God. You know what though? You know what? I would not. The scary thing is, every part of me wants to say, we're not stupid enough to do that. But this is Chelsea giving us another load of shit for something that's a lot better. Mate, Garnacho's 20 years of age and pure profit. Nkunku is 28 and pure injury. Only an idiot would do this deal. And God knows, as much as we know, if you want an idiot, just go to Carrington or Old Trafford and you will find that idiot. What the hell? This is meant to be a positive night. What's Amorim doing? I mean, this can't happen. This has got to be the end of... hopefully this is the story that Matt Law gets. I mean, I don't like a journalist to be ridiculed for the rest of their career, but hopefully this is one that we can pin on the wall and say, remember when he said this shit? Hopefully not. Hopefully this isn't going to happen, because it would be vomit-inducing. Simple as that. I mean, this is not a joke. This is just... Look, the first question is, how reliable is Matt Law? When it comes to Chelsea, pretty good. Pretty good. I mean, we won't know much about him for Manchester United. I mean, look, Man United, absolutely no. Matt Law doesn't break Man United transfer stories. Absolutely not. But in relation to Chelsea, and obviously I do That's Football and some of you watch it, in relation to Chelsea, I would always admit he's pretty good. He's pretty good. So, yeah, breaking news. Chelsea... Let me read this again as well. I don't want to get this completely wrong. I want to get the wording right. Manchester United and Chelsea are considering a deal that would see Nkunku and Garnacho move in opposite directions. Direct talks between the clubs have not yet taken place. Look, the one saving grace here was something that Swedish Rumble on X said a while ago about swapping Garnacho for Osimhen, is that financially this wouldn't do us any favours. The whole point about selling Garnacho is, with whatever you sell him for, it is pure profit. If you sell Onana and you don't get 35 million, it goes as a loss on the books. But if you sell Garnacho for 35 million, it's £35 million of profit. Now, if you do a swap deal with Nkunku and Garnacho, Nkunku has a value because he was bought by Chelsea. But Garnacho does not have a value because he's from the youth setup. So when you do a swap deal involving a youth player and a player that's been bought, the player that's been bought has the higher value. So you can't register any profit from it because there is no book value for Garnacho, but there is for Nkunku. So we wouldn't be able to register any profit. It would just be a swap for a player. How does that help United? Man United need the millions in the bank. So I can't, I would cling on to that and say the whole point of selling Garnacho is to register profit. It is not to do a swap deal. So hopefully that prevents this deal from happening. But if we're even considering this, and Matt Law is correct, I'm looking at it and again, and I'm going, we wanted Delap instead of Gyökeres and Osimhen. We're now seriously considering swapping Garnacho for Nkunku, who is basically the French Mason Mount. How's that going? So what are we going to do? Give him the number 7 shirt as well? It would be stupidity on a different level. Absolutely stupid. The guy has been injured for 2 years and he's 28 in November. We're not doing... And in fact, you know what? I'm just going to say this. This is a load of shit. I'm sorry, Matt Law. You're talking out your ass. You're doing Chelsea's bidding here. We ain't doing... For everything that everybody's said about Sir Jim Radcliffe and Ineos, I'm sticking up for them here. They ain't this stupid. They ain't doing this. He's 28 in November, which means he's too old. He's injury prone. He'd want big wages. And you're swapping a player that you need pure profit on. We ain't doing this deal. Rest easy. This has had the Goldbridge seal of approval. I'm with Sir Jim. He ain't stupid enough to do this deal. They might be obsessed with Chelsea. He might have a season ticket. Favel might be obsessed with Chelsea. We ain't doing this deal. We've been bantered enough. Enough is enough. We've lost to Spurs. We've had our worst Premier League season ever. Garnacho's walking around in a Villa shirt. Thierry Henry is Marcus Rashford's role model. We're not signing Nkunku for Chelsea in a swap deal for Garnacho. It would be stupid. There are always stupid stories in a transfer window, and this is a stupid transfer story, even though it's coming from a credible Chelsea source. It cannot be true. It cannot be true. TGA says Matt Law isn't wrong often. No, he's not wrong, but we can't do this. It makes no sense. I do not want Nkunku at Man United, by the way. I'm not even going to sit here and say I'll back him if we sign him. I don't want him. He's damaged goods. I don't want another Chelsea reject who is injury prone. Forget it. This cannot happen. This is stupidity. Absolutely stupidity. And also, you know what? Who are we? I'm sure Garnacho wants to go and play for Chelsea. Well, they can give us some fucking money then, mate. You're not walking around in a bloody Villa shirt to make us swap you for Nkunku. Dream on, dreamer. Absolutely not. The guy's walking around in a bloody Villa shirt to get a move to Chelsea so we can swap him with Nkunku. I would rather we get absolutely nothing. I would rather make him play with the bloody reserves for 2 years and let him run his contract down. Absolutely no. If we do this deal, I would seriously question the plan of Sir Jim Radcliffe. He tried to buy Chelsea. He doesn't. He buys Man United. I'd say he's a bloody Chelsea fan and he's trying to sink Man United if he does this. This would be the most stupid deal we've ever done, and we've done a lot of stupid deals. You cannot swap Garnacho for Nkunku, the French Mason Mount. We've made that mistake once. We can't do it again. This would be sabotage for Val and bloody Sir Jim. Chelsea fans trying to sink Man United like the bloody Titanic. Do you think Amrim is being controlled in relation to transfers? He makes suggestions and Wilcox is saying no. We should get X player instead, says Daniel. I don't think Amrim wanted Delap, and I don't think he'd want Nkunku. He doesn't want Onana. So, you know, there's three stories there that you could say. But I don't believe it. I don't believe it. But what I will say is Matt Law is very reliable around Chelsea. So you can't dismiss it. Doesn't make any financial sense at all, says Mario Franco. Is Todd Boehly Nelson Mandela? Lots of freedom fighters going there. I'd be talking about Cole Palmer or Casido if we swap. But then again, PSR, says Liam. Mate, if Chelsea want to do a swap deal for Garnacho, yeah. Cole Palmer, yeah. Enzo Fernandez, yeah. Casido, yeah. Somebody else. But I ain't taking your shit. Absolutely not. That's like turning up to somebody's house in a Ferrari and saying, it's just been washed and vacuumed out. It's immaculate. What am I getting instead? You see that shitty old Vauxhall Astra that's bumped up and full of crap? You're getting that. No thanks. Absolutely not. Seven Samurai says, I don't give a toss if they're looking for a move or not. Any professional footballer who is under contract at Manchester United should not be wearing another club shirt. No ifs and buts, says Seven Samurai. Nkunku fell off. Why are we looking at him, says Ray. Bran says, off topic, imagine managing the dressing room with these prats, Sancho, Marcus and Garnacho. Hats off to Ten Hag. Mojo has gifted 20 memberships. Tonight is the night to get a badge in. Thank you very much and welcome to the Members Club, everybody. Mojo's in the house. B2Rad says, hi Mark, Diego Leon to travel to UK, finalised move to United. Andriano Sabella has complained, 18-year-old left back for 3.1. Thoughts if true? Yeah, we signed him in November, mate. We're not rebadging Diego Leon as a new summer signing. We bought him back in November. Like, this is not a new signing. Are we surprised the Chelsea season ticket owner has part ownership of United? Rock bottom. I think not, says Swami. Amit says, Matt Law has reported a possible Nkunku Garnacho swap. What nonsense. I'd swap him for Watkins. He's already got the jersey ready, says Amit. Hi, Mark. Let us never forget. Glazers out, Ineos out, says Kalan. Thank you very much for that. So we've had a couple of stories to react to tonight. If you're just tuning in for the normal 8 o'clock show, make sure you smash a like and share the video. We are still live for a little bit, so don't worry about that. But we went live a little bit early because Ben Jacobs has reported that Man United have put a second bid in for Brian Mbeumo of Brentford, and that bid exceeds 60 million. However, it's not been accepted yet because there'll be further discussions this week, which leads us to believe that we may well be offering a package over 60 million, but there's obviously some sort of discussion that needs to happen around instalments. So it's not here we go yet. But then while we've also been live, we've spoken about Man United's interest in Nkunku, which was reported by L'Equipe earlier on. In the last few minutes, you've got to say that that journalist from L'Equipe, who is quite reliable, was spot on, because Chelsea's, Chelsea journalist Matt Law of The Telegraph has said that Man United and Chelsea have been considering a swap deal for Garnacho and Nkunku. I don't need to say that again. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. It's just stupid on absolutely every level, but it's terrifying because it's actually coming in from quite a decent Chelsea source. So yeah, I mean, just when you think it's like Jaws, isn't it? Just when you think it's safe to get back in the water, your leg gets bitten off. I mean, we must be legless to be thinking about that. Seriously, we must be pissed. I mean, how many of you had to be negotiating or thinking about negotiating a swap deal for Chelsea's injury prone Nkunku, who is 28 this year, for a 20-year-old Garnacho? I mean, what does this swap deal involve? It better involve 40 million cash coming our way. We'll probably be paying. We'll probably give them Garnacho and 50 million. Oh, you know what? What are we turned into? Chelsea's bloody feeder club. This is embarrassing. The French Mason Mount, exactly. I'm trying not to get too frustrated about that one because it's... Yeah, as Sally Devil Red, our moderator, says, best in class, Sir Jim Radcliffe, what a joke. No, I'm not doing... Nicholas Jackson's no better either, Kieran. I'm not swapping him for him. How's about they pay us for Mason Mount? When are we going to... Yeah, this just... Nicholas says it's not even therapy anymore. No, it's very worrying, isn't it? Tazi says, on a scale of 1 to 10... how confident are you about new season with new Amrim signings? Would love to hear your thoughts. I don't know who these signings are going to be. Cunha's good and Mbeumo's good and Nkunku's a waste of time.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weller's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Are you missing the sounds that matter most? What if you could hear every word, every laugh, and every moment crystal clear without spending thousands on expensive hearing aids? Introducing Audionatum, the world's most affordable FDA-approved hearing aid. With the revolutionary A2 chip, you get premium sound, zero background noise, and a 24-hour rechargeable battery. They even have Bluetooth connectivity to connect to your cell phone or TV. Unlike those traditional bulky $5,000 prescription hearing aids, the Audionatum is 90% smaller, 20 times cheaper, and works instantly. No visits to the audiologist needed. Audionatum has over 500,000 happy customers who have trusted Audionatum to restore their hearing. Our 100% money-back guarantee means zero risk to try. Don't like them? Simply return them and get your money back. They also come with a lifetime warranty. For the next 72 hours, the Audie and Adam is 53% off. Go to tryhearingaid.com right now to order your pair for only $99. Again, go to tryhearingaid.com to order your pair for only $99. Order now before it's too late, as these hearing aids have sold out over 10 times this year. With Audie and Adam, you can hear life again.
I mean, what would happen if we got Nkunku would be that he would be somebody that people in our fan base who are ridiculously naive would go, he's a worldie on his day. He'd play a couple of games, play really well. Everyone will go, oh, shut up. Oh, yeah, yeah. Then he'd be injured for about 9 years. That is exactly what will happen with him. So it'd be an absolute waste of time. But it's also the fact that we want to swap Garnacho for him, which is just incredibly dense, incredibly stupid. We'll have to wait and see. Liking Trash says, what about Nicholas Jackson? Oh, God. Emily Derry says, if we do a Garnacho and Nkunku swap, we would deserve to be mocked and relegated. Anshul says, thank you, Emily. Hope you're doing well. No, Anshul didn't say that. I did. Anshul says, our board is so stupid. They might have had the idea to swap Garner for Rashi. Forgetting both are our players. Tom McBride says, if it's true, I imagine it's just something Chelsea are considering trying and Man United have not yet been consulted, says Tom. Yes, I think that's a very intelligent look. I've already said this isn't true, but I have to acknowledge that Matt Law is a decent Chelsea journalist. So Tom may well have figured it out. Maybe it's something Chelsea are considering doing because they think we're thick, and hopefully we're not. How much are you willing to bet we pull out of Mbeumo because of the payment structure, then do the Garnacho and Nkunku swaps, as Brandon? I will bet that $5 that you've just contributed. No way. No way will that happen. Love your show. Keep up the great works, as Michael. Well, thanks everyone who's tuning in. 19,000 of you. Thank you very much. What's this Casemiro news? Where do I look? There's all sorts going on tonight. Well, at least we're getting news. At least we are getting news. This can only be a positive. Nathan Salt, who writes for the Daily Mail, has just come out and said that understand a second bad bid has tonight gone in for Mbeumo. Total package in excess of 60 million. United keen to wrap up and deal, have him in ready for the start of pre-season. Well, fair play, United. You know, it's just a complete and utter open goal that you're going to take 5 weeks on. I mean, it's 2 weeks till the start of pre-season. So basically, we're still going to negotiate for 5 weeks. If we sign him for the first day of pre-season, that's a five-week period from Ornstein Bomber to signing him. 5 bloody weeks in a summer where we need to be doing deals in 5 days. Madness. Okay, here we go. Big shout out to Matt, producer. He's just said, Al Nazir are close to signing Casemiro. Negotiations are at an advanced stage. This is coming in from Sport Jazeera, who've got 350,000. I mean, again, that sort of worries me a little bit now about Casemiro. But let's go back to what my source told us at the start of June, and people were moaning about it, but it may well be right. Amrim does want a midfielder, but he's not allowed a midfielder unless he removes Casemiro or Mainoo. Casemiro has always been believed to want to run his contract down. And Mainoo, obviously, we don't want to sell. So if there's any truth in this, it would mean we're going to bring a midfielder in. So there is a positive about that. The only thing I would say is Man United have been... It's not shocking if Casemiro goes. Man United have been trying to sell Casemiro for 3 transfer windows ever since Ineos came in. Much like Rashford, much like Sancho, they had their cards marked. I will always acknowledge this, whether you're a fan of Rashford or not, whether you're a fan of Sancho or not, whether you're a fan of Casemiro or not. From the day Ineos walked in, they wanted Rashford, Casemiro and Sancho gone, because they are the biggest earners at the football club. So they've always had their cards marked. Casemiro, they tried to get rid of last summer, couldn't do it. They tried in January, they couldn't do it. So they will be trying again. I just probably wasn't expecting it because we haven't done anything around the striker, the goalkeeper, the 2 number 10s. Well, we've got Cunha, we haven't got Mbeumo yet. We still need to sell Garnacho, Rashford, Antony and Sancho. So Casemiro going would be slightly shocking. But having said that, it could happen. I just don't know how reliable these sources are, re Casemiro. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see. Mojo says, would you be disappointed if Casemiro went, Mark? Not really, because we're not in Europe. It's Premier League football. I think he did well in the Europa League. I think he struggled in the Premier League because of the movement issue. I think Amrin will be fully aware of that. I wouldn't want him to go and not be replaced. I wouldn't want us to go into next season with Agate, Collier, Mainoo and Bruno. But if he's going, I presume, based on what we were told at the start of the month, that Amrin will only get a midfielder if Casemiro or Mainoo goes. If Casemiro goes, it should be a midfielder. And Casemiro's gone in a year anyway. So I'm a firm believer that, you know, if it's a 26-year-old who's going to Real Madrid at 27, they can do a lot for you in a year. But if it's Casemiro who's basically going to retire in a year, obviously I would do this deal. It saves us a lot of money as well. I mean, it saves us £1.2 million a month. So that helps you bring players in. Do I believe it's going to happen? The indication has always been that Casemiro will run his contract down. He's back in the Brazil squad. Does it jeopardise his Brazil place playing in Saudi? Or is he better off staying in Manchester United? I think that will be the consideration, because Casemiro has always been of a mind to run his contract down. But if Ancelotti has said to him, I'd rather you were playing every week in Saudi than, you know, here and there in Manchester, maybe he will go. What I would say is Casemiro will decide. It's not Man United. Man United cannot force him out. They've tried twice. If he does go, it'll be because he wants to go. And Al-Nazir is Ronaldo's team, isn't it? And Ronaldo is staying. So I wouldn't be surprised if Ronaldo is asking for certain players. So look, I'd say I'm 50-50 on that one. Makes me feel a little bit better than the Matt Law update. If Casemiro does go, I'd classify him as a legend for bringing in investment when we need it most. We are on our knees, says Keel. What improvement on Casemiro is available, though, says Lee? You know what, Lee? I think if Casemiro went, that would be my concern, that we don't do anything. Because with regards to the midfield, the only two players I would say that are possible, and I might be completely wrong, we might go for somebody new. Remember this time last year, we didn't even know we were going for Agate or De Ligt or Mazraoui. So there could be a late development. Remember the word late. Obviously not going to get them in for pre-season again. But Ederson, Douglas Luiz are the only two names I know that we are sort of looking at. Amadou Onana. I wouldn't have thought so, Ryan. I wouldn't have thought so. Mojo says, I know the Glazers are useless businessmen, but with things that are happening under Ineos, make me wonder how the heck did Sir Jim Ratcliffe become one of the richest people in the UK with the sort of decisions that are made at Man United? Yeah, but he's a billionaire for something nothing to do with football. If I was a billionaire, but I wasn't a billionaire because of anything to do with cricket, doesn't mean as a billionaire I could take over Surrey and make them the best team in England. I wouldn't have a bloody clue about cricket. So this is what I mean. If we don't sign Ederson or a proper midfielder, we're doomed. We do like Ederson, Mario. We really do like Ederson, but that's a lot of money. And I don't know how we do that, really. Love Hate Games says Glazers milked the cow. Ineos are butchering it. Sounds a bit brutal, but a fair point. Afternoon, Mark. Any news on Ekitike? The news on Ekitike is that Manchester United have expressed an interest, but so have Liverpool and Chelsea. And yet again, you have to question the money. What about Palhinha on loan, says Tommy? You could look at that. You could look at that, to be fair. Nkunku to Manchester United gives me Falcao vibes. I have to say, Sifu, if you're panicking about Nkunku, I'll take the blame for this if it happens. I'm saying, don't worry about it. It's not going to happen. I have to believe that that is just a load of nonsense from Chelsea's side and not United's. It doesn't make any sense. We need to sell Garnacho to balance the books. It's the pure profit. It's the only reason we're interested in selling Garnacho and Mainoo is the pure profit that they get as youth products. If you swap him, you don't get the benefit. So that, to me, would be the biggest reason. I think this might be Chelsea pushing this to see if there's any interest. And if Man United have got any brain, they'll know that the fans that will think they're an idiot if they do it. Just on the Garnacho thing, by the way, I don't know whether this is true, but I read something today that Fabrizio Romano said that Man United are basically saying about the Garnacho picture in a Villa shirt that nothing to say, it's just a normal photo. That's not what Man United are saying. Man United have said they're not making any comments about it either way. So that's officially coming out of Man United, no comment. Now, I think they should make a comment, but they're not making a comment about it. So they're aware of the picture, but their official line is no comment. They're not getting drawn into any conversation about it, which is a little bit similar to when Marcus Rashford did his interview without their say-so at Christmas, and they just said, we're not making any comments on it. So they're being consistent. They're being consistent, but hopefully they are being intelligent and professional and just basically get out of our football club ASAP. But you can't be professional and efficient by doing a swap deal with Nkunku. If United respond, his price goes down, says Smoke. They don't want to drop the value even more, says John. Mainoo needs to start more and Amrim doesn't seem mad on Ugarte, says Aaron G. Glazers must still sign off everything, says Doss. Well, they do run the football club, absolutely. Very eventful night tonight. Very, very eventful night tonight. Glazers must still sign off everything, says Doss. Okay, swap Garnacho and Rashford for Cole Palmer, says Christian. Yeah, Cole Palmer's never going to go anywhere, is he? Never at all. Let me just see if I can find this out. We've got Ben Jacobs on the show tomorrow at midday, by the way. Nice to see you. Bruce Forsyth, what did he used to do? That's knobhead. He's not a knobhead. He's dead. Nice to see you, Tanisha. Nice to have some good news. No. Nice to have news. I think that we might moan about the Nkunku thing. We might moan about the Casemiro thing, but it's nice to have news. That's what I would say. People talking about Rios. We're not in for Rios. That is an absolute shit source. I can't remember how bad that source was, but we're not in for Rios. That was a made-up source. Absolute bollocks. Bruce Forsyth, this is breaking news for TGA. Everybody just take a moment here. He didn't know. TGA in the chat has just said, Bruce Forsyth's dead? I think he's been dead for quite a while, mate. This is not a recent find. This is slow sports news. Could the shirt have just been a gift from Rashford? Says, mate. That is an IQ issue. I don't want to be offensive, but if you think Garnacho wearing that shirt was just an innocent mistake, that's an IQ issue. We can't help you. Do we need to replace Garnacho when he goes, says Ross? No. We don't. We're not replacing Garnacho. We're using the money to invest in players we need for the system that we now play. We don't need to replace Garnacho or Rashford or Antony. We don't need wingers that don't defend. We need number 10s, a striker, a midfielder, a goalkeeper, and if there's anything left, wing-backs. We don't need to replace them. Let me just double-check. Someone says something else is broken. I'll tell you what I think has broken. My bloody toe. I was on my VR headset playing golf, and I really whacked it, and I fell over. And it really hurt. Breaking news. I don't think it's... The thing is, when you break your toe, you don't necessarily know. So Al Nazir are closing in on Casemiro negotiation. I tell you, he's been very quiet tonight. What's he doing? Having a bloody bath? Romano. I mean, I genuinely thought while we were live on this show, he'd have dropped something.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. at Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall. Drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Not even dropped his guts. Well, he has. Al Hilal and AC Milan are in the process to complete the Theo Hernandez deal 22 minutes ago. PSG have got no plans to let Barcola go. That's a retweet. 20 minutes ago, he's talking about Dedic to Benfica. 23 minutes ago, he's talking about Adrian Trifle, who's landed in England to go to Bournemouth. Truffitt. Half an hour ago, Forrest and Juventus are in talks for Weah and Mbagolo. Tottenham, Frontal. So he's active. He's online, but he's not said anything about Casemiro or Mbeumo or Nkunku. So I'm sure he will do at some point. I mean, that's a positive, I suppose. Mark Shawbridge out for 6 weeks, says JX. Alan Noonan says, hi, Mark. Has there been anything on Amrim's contract? Thought it would finish at the end of this season. No, Alan, it's next season. No. Let me get that right. Amrim's got 2 years left on his contract from today. So yeah, he's got a 2.5 year deal. So his contract runs out in 2 years. So effectively it runs out next year because no manager goes into the last year of their contract. So they'll have to make a decision on there, on that one. Yeah. We spoke about Sancho swap deal. What we haven't spoken about actually was a Fabrizio Romano story. So he's basically said that Manchester United are in talks. Was it Manchester United or was it Rasmus and Inter? And it came in from Fabrizio. So here we go. Fabrizio Romano, Inter Milan are still in negotiations with Rasmus Højlund and Manchester United. Inter have not yet made an official offer as United's financial demands are still too high. That's coming in from Fabrizio Romano. So that's more definitive than I actually was thinking. We've just gone past 20,000 people watching, by the way. Make sure you smash a like and subscribe and keep sharing the video. We are live for a few more minutes yet. So that is a significant update. I mean, I might be in denial because I'm in Player FC with Rasmus. No, I might have forgotten this one, but I didn't realise that it had that level of validity in the sense that obviously I know that there's interest from Italy. And I know from Rasmus's side, he wants to stay. But if Amrim says to him, you're not part of the plans, he won't be one of those prats that says, I'm not going, like a certain goalkeeper. So he will go if Amrim says no. And there is interest for him. So, but we don't know which way it's going to go at the moment. So Fabrizio saying that there are negotiations ongoing would lean towards the fact that he probably may well be going. But the problem is going to be the fee, because you can't slag him off like many of you have and then expect Inter Milan to give us 45 million quid, which will help us not go into debt. Deficit, sorry. So I don't see how this deal happens unless it's layered with massive add-ons or it's a loan deal. But we can let Rasmus go, by the way. I think the most important thing is to have two strikers. If we sign a striker, technically, Obi probably is a little bit young to be a second striker, but you have got Xerxes that can do it as well. The problem would be if you let Rasmus go, you buy, let's say, I don't know, Mateta gets injured or he's shit, you haven't got a proper out and out striker there. I would like to have two strikers. I wouldn't mind having Rasmus as the backup striker is what I'm trying to say, but he might not want to do that. In fact, he probably doesn't want to do that in a World Cup year. So I can see this deal happening. I can see it happening, but it's about the finances and making it work, I guess. But that's a significant update, certainly, around that one. I've just seen somebody say that could Chelsea pay us 40 million for Garnacho so we get pure profit and then we pay whatever they need for us to Nkunku? That would lead to massive fines and points deductions. That is illegal. You can't do a swap deal like that. You can't take 40 million cash for Garnacho and then go back and say, what do you want for Nkunku? In the world of FFP, that's cooking the books. You absolutely can't do that. So that won't happen. Do you think OB has it in him to become our main number nine? Yes, Raf, I do. But I think that there has to be a level of patience to that. I mean, look, there are strikers at 17 that have made it, like Michael Owen, Rooney. You can do it in the Premier League. It might be a long time since we've had a 17-year-old striker banging in goals, but it can be done. It's not impossible. But I guess we'll have to wait and see. Would love United to go for Richard Rios, though. Strong on and off the ball. Any ideas on deeper man midfielders Man United could go for? This is United Jan. If we were going for one, I would say that the only sort of players I think that we're legitimately linked to that might be possible would be Ederson, Douglas Luiz, and Palhinha. Who's saying that we've had a deal accepted? I can't see that a deal has been accepted. I've seen a deal. United are eager to get a deal done, but I've not seen that we've had the deal accepted yet. Have you seen? Oh my God. Oh my God. This has got to be the stupidest update of the evening. I mean, sit down for this one because you'll fall down. This is incredible. Charlotte Dunker, who writes for The Times. Manchester United are hoping. Don't blame her. Don't blame her. She's a journalist. She's probably been given this from somebody. But just get ready for this one. Charlotte Dunker from The Times. Man United are hoping to make around 100 million from the sales of Marcus Rashford and Garnacho. Ha! What a load of shit. I mean, come on. What are you talking about? 100 million pounds from Rashford and Garnacho. What year are we in? Absolutely. You won't make 50, mate. You're not going to make 50 this summer. Like, you might achieve over that in add-ons. 100 million. 100 million. How does that work, Ben? 60 for Garnacho and 40 for Rashford. You're having a bloody laugh. I'll tell you what, it's not Charlotte's fault. Let's not have a go at her. Someone's told her that. Someone's had a right laugh with her there. I mean, look, the scary thing is somebody at Man United's probably told her this is the level of quality of the people we've got operating at Man United. There's probably somebody there who said we're looking to get 100 million for Garnacho and Rashford. I mean, that's just stupid. Absolutely stupid. That should be sponsored by the comedy club. Sponsored by Ricky Gervais. Because that's pure comedy. That is not true. We cannot get 100 million for those two players. Nobody's going to give a guy that's wearing a Villa shirt. No one's going to give us 60 million for Garnacho when he's walking around in a Villa shirt. And nobody is going to give us 40 million for Rashford when he's on 300 grand a week. We ain't getting that sort of money. It's absolutely rubbish. Rubbish. I don't know who's putting that nonsense out there, but it's shite. Is the 100 million including wages saved, says Adrian? Well, Garnacho's not actually on that much money. 100 grand a week, maybe. 5 million a year. Rashford's on probably 250, so, you know, maybe 15 to 20 million saved on wages. Even then, you're not getting 40 million each. So we're not getting that. We're not getting that. Absolutely not. Do you think Obi had done that one? Would Love United done that one? Last year, Chelsea swapped João Felix for Gallagher, even though Gallagher was pure profit and Felix was not, says Sky Knight. Except keeping... I don't know the validity of that, mate. I don't know. Except keeping an honour if we could sign Belieba, says the Bothman. Well, you better get used to accepting to... We're going to keep an honour anyway, mate. Don't try and say we keep an honour, but we get Belieba. We keep an honour, mate. That's the way it's heading at the moment. Would you take Dean Henderson back? No, I actually don't think that that's a good idea. I think he's done a very good job at Crystal Palace, but he's still very limited in his distribution. And I don't think that that is the way that Manchester United should be moving, in my opinion. I think he's done very well at Crystal Palace, but I think we need better. We need better than that, you know? And that's what I would say. We need better than that. Got another comment coming in here about Gyökeres. Let me have a quick look. What are you saying? Hi, Mark. Says Luke. Anything recent on Gyökeres I may have missed? What happened with that thing you heard about? Bloody hell, Luke. You are stuck in the past. So Gyökeres, that Sunday, I was basically told that Gyökeres, Man United's red hot. And obviously then on the Monday, Fabrizio was saying, watch the next few days with Man United and Gyökeres. So there was this real belief that Man United were going to get that Gyökeres deal done. Then we hit the Saturday. To be honest, looking back on it, a load of shit updates, but it sort of threw us off. And I think where we are with Gyökeres now is that he wants to go to Arsenal, but they're still deciding whether they're going to go for him or they're going to go for Sesko. So I think that's where we are with that. I still think it could happen, but... Yusuf says, just watch how some fans turn on Amrim come Christmas because he'll have a pre-season, but not the players he wants. Useless Glinios ownership. I've said it before, Yusuf, and I'll say it again. He is not going to have his players in for the start of the pre-season. And Arne Slot will. Arne Slot's going to have Wirtz, Frimpong, Kerkez, who else are they going for? Probably Guehi. Might even get their striker in as well. Man United won't have their striker in, which is criminal, really. And we'll still have a load of shit players there that we want to get rid of as well. So, yeah, I think it's going to be concerning, definitely. But look, we've had a bit of a mixed bag show tonight, haven't we? Some positives, some concerns. But if Casemiro goes and Mbeumo comes in, I would expect us then to buy another midfielder. If we sign in Nkunku, I think I'll cry. Let's hope that there's no truth in that. We need pure cash for Garnacho. We don't need to be swapping him for the French Mason Mount, do we? We definitely don't. Anyway, look, Ten Hag bought Flecken from Brentford. Take this opportunity and buy Haradiki from Leverkusen for cheap. He's a steady 9 out of 10 goalkeeper, says Nevsky. Thank you very much for that one. Do you think Obi has it? I've done that one from Raf as well. Okay, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. I get the feeling we might be back live a little bit later, but we'll see if anything else breaks. There seems to be a lot dropping, and when a lot starts to drop, it's like that Mad Monday 3 weeks ago, isn't it? I was flying to New York at the time, and the Mbeumo bomber dropped from Ornstein. So it just feels like we might be revving up for a busy week, hopefully. But let's see how it works out. If you want to, Ben Jacobs has just done a retweet, apparently. He thinks he's bloody Ollie Mears, Jacobs. I'm going to have a word with him tomorrow. Retweeting his tweets like he's bloody Fabrizio. No, I do like Ben Jacobs. So he's reposted his post from an hour ago that Man United have... Yeah, he's playing the game. He's trying to get more interaction, more growth. Give him a follow. He's nearly at 500K. I did say to him the other week, when Romano started coming on the United Stand, he had 3,000 followers. By the time he left, he had 20 million. And he did believe it. To be fair, Fabrizio did grow from being on the United Stand, but we can't claim that. But I did say to Ben Jacobs, if you come on to the United Stand, then you will go up from 450K to about 452. Well, he's up to 482 already. Anyway, look, Terry's live. If you want to carry on the conversation, Terry's live on the Football Terrace as well. I'm going to take a break for now and see what happens. But please do smash a like and subscribe, as usual. Had some fun tonight. Sorry for the dry heaving. Some people, that's humping you're thinking about, dry humping. Don't get that mixed up. Don't say you feel a bit sick, so you're going upstairs to dry hump. Your parents or girlfriend or whatever will really get the wrong idea. Dry heaving is when you feel sick and nothing's coming up. Dry humping is something completely different. Don't get them mixed up. Anyway, lovely show tonight. Really enjoyed it. I think I've just got a bit high on positive Man United news that even the bad news hasn't really brought me down. Let's see if there's something in that Casemiro story as well. I suppose we're waiting for Fabrizio to drop. I don't know what he's waiting for. Maybe he's waiting to do a video or something. But let's wait and see. Hopefully this is the start of some positive news around Man United that swallows up the bloody Garnacho Villa shirt stuff. There we go. Take care, everyone. Thanks for watching. I'll speak to you in a bit.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Are you missing the sounds that matter most? What if you could hear every word, every laugh, and every moment crystal clear without spending thousands on expensive hearing aids? Introducing Audionatum, the world's most affordable FDA-approved hearing aid. With the revolutionary A2 chip, you get premium sound, zero background noise, and a 24-hour rechargeable battery. They even have Bluetooth connectivity to connect to your cell phone or TV. Unlike those traditional bulky $5,000 prescription hearing aids, the Audionatum is 90% smaller, 20 times cheaper, and works instantly. No visits to the audiologist needed. Audionatum has over 500,000 happy customers who have trusted Audionatum to restore their hearing. Our 100% money-back guarantee means zero risk to try. Don't like them? Simply return them and get your money back. They also come with a lifetime warranty. For the next 72 hours, the Audionatum is 53% off. Go to tryhearingaid.com right now to order your pair for only $99. Again, go to tryhearingaid.com to order your pair for only $99. Order now before it's too late, as these hearing aids have sold out over 10 times this year. With Audionatum, you can hear life again.